Hello?
Hello.
Oh, okay. I can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I realize because we're inside the building, so probably reception problems do happen. That's why we always have a landline for this case scenario.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
I was just looking for the text that you said you sent me.
Oh, right. Well, let me type those down. So, let's see.
What was that?
I'm sending you the text right now.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Holly, here we go. Not sure if you've watched these, but...
The Intern?
Yes.
With Hathaway?
Yes, Anne Hathaway.
And Robert De Niro?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Robert De Niro's character. That's the kind of... The support you'll need, the kind of support you're looking at for Zoe's character towards Lily. That's just my perspective, right? I'm giving you two movies because this is going to be kind of sort of like a combinational view of that. You've seen the movie, right?
A few years ago, yeah.
Yeah, because this is one of the, like, for me, this is one of the best movies I've seen. For a slice of life genre.
Yes.
Because.
And the different generation too.
Yeah. Wait, what was the? I'm trying to think the name of the second movie. You can. Let me see. I'm trying to search the plot line. Can't seem to find it. I'll find the other movie and also send you the link for that because I can't find it right now. I can't exactly remember the name.
Do you remember the characters?
I'm so bad with names. That's the problem.
Me too. My husband and I watch movies and forget
the names of stuff. That's why it's always very difficult for me to understand that.
I can tell you their family and what they do, and I can't remember their name.
Because I'm trying to just search a specific...
Oh, man.
Where is it? I'll search it out and I'll send it to you. Then we'll... Zoe's general character, from my perspective, is just going to be a strong woman in the sense of justice. We're looking at someone who doesn't have trouble saying what, telling people to their face about what they think.
Right.
And even though it's a religious novel or a spiritual novel at this point, it's going to be, she's going to have a slightly crass way of speaking in general, right? Because of a feisty nature. Then she's probably going to be the first person who's going to tell her, at least from my perspective, that her current boyfriend is shit. Yeah.
Then that means we've got to get them to meet. I haven't thought of that.
You always have to meet. Come on, Holly. You know how things work. You tell your best friend stuff, and then your best friend goes like, no. That guy is just no.
Oh, yeah, I know. But I just thought maybe we could get them. I know that we could get them to meet.
Of course. We can put in a visit in between the chapters. Like, he comes over to visit, still seems very toxic on how he behaves, and Those looks like nah.
Okay.
Because
my dogs are gonna go crazy.
She's an in-your-face kind of character, right?
See, that's what I'm struggling with, and I think the reason why I'm struggling with that is because, as a Christian woman, that's what you always struggle with when you have a strong. You struggle with balance between speaking what needs to be said in a way that is Christ-like.
That's the point.
Or in a way that is expected of you. That's what I'm struggling with, but that to me is a very important element he needs to be able to do, because that counters Lily, because Lily can't do it.
Exactly.
Well.
You're trying to present a basically, you can say, a bold nature rather than aggressive nature.
What was that last thing you said?
You're trying to present a bold nature rather than an aggressive nature in tone.
Yes, yes.
So you won't initially have to do that. The point is you develop a strong character from the start, a person
uh-huh.
with a backbone who doesn't take shit.
Right.
How you'll develop that? You can develop that by showing a crappy, you know, customer in, you know, in the coffee shop and how she responds to that.
Right. Do you think I have too many coffee shops in this place? I just love coffee. I can bathe in coffee. I love coffee.
Coffee's good, but I personally consider myself more of a, you know, tea person.
Tea, yeah. I love tea, too, because I spent 7 years in Europe, but I still love coffee. Yeah, but I just wanted that tie because that's where she gets her natural experience,
mm-hmm.
and that'll show how she's able to. All right, let's get back. I don't want to get sidetracked, so let's
consider
get back on.
Consider it at this time, consider it a support character and not a leading character.
I think I'm trying to think of a leading character because
yes,
I'm thinking.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You're trying to think
yeah.
ahead to the third book right now.
Gotcha. As my mama used to say, you're putting the cart before the horse, honey. So. Okay. Okay.
Follow her advice.
Yeah. I always do that. Okay. All right. So just think of her. Well, and we would also want her to continue to develop.
Yes,
and get
exactly.
stronger and stronger. So she doesn't need to be. She just needs to give good, strong spiritual advice right now.
But
so
that's the point. Initially, just show her mm-hmm. as a very good and soft support character, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Towards Lily, but
okay.
When shit hits the fence,
mm-hmm.
she's the first person who stands up, which is going to be a surprise towards the reader.
Mm-hmm.
You see where I'm mm-hmm. coming from? Character
development. Yeah. I gotcha. Okay. See, this is why you're going to make a good dad. could... Okay. I gotcha. That makes sense.
I forgot we had that conversation.
Okay. Well, so I'll just start to think, well, because you can talk, you can, I have three boys, so I don't have to worry about girls, but you're a good listener, so that's what I was trying to say. Okay. So I won't think that she, just think of her as not a leading character. Okay. All right. So then I guess we're right on track then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. By the way, I don't really want to talk about this, to be very honest. But then again, I can't not talk about this either.
Uh-huh.
What's your plan on that, Holly? Because the copyright thing. What's your plan on that? Because if you're gonna do that yourself, we would stop talking on it. But I need to know
uh-huh.
that either you're getting enrolled in that, or are we doing it for you? Because we kind of are very direct on this, that it becomes somewhat of a requirement from us at some point. Yeah, because as I told you before, we don't want it to become an issue for us either down the line. At any point.
Well, I can't afford $4,500 right now. Well,
of course.
But, I mean, I think there was the other $1,500 option or something like that. I'll have to go back and look at it.
Consider your finances, okay? Consider your finances. Mm-hmm. Once you've considered
right.
them, get back to me on this. Let me arrange a call with Daniel, okay? Give him your concerns.
Uh-huh.
He's a good guy who
yeah.
always tries to cater you in any way possible, and he would, okay? So,
right.
because I've been working with him for quite a while now. He's a pretty trustable guy. That's why I got him assigned on this project, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, once you have that settled, talk to me. Let me know. Maybe we can work something out, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Because the point is, I already told you why we don't really talk hard on anything else, but this is something we're always hard about because there's a chance it becomes an issue, and we just don't want that anymore. And
oh,
it's
yeah,
to protect
yeah.
you at the same time protecting us, because, you know, that's how it works. We scratch your backs, you scratch ours, and we move along.
Right. I just, I had a set amount for investment, and
mm-hmm.
that wasn't in there. I had only figured what I had paid, and then the $2,500 rough estimate for advertising, I think it was, or finalization or whatever. Yeah, marketing. So I had only figured those two things in my initial budget, so I hadn't figured that in.
That's one thing. That's why we always ask initially, are you a first-time writer? Because whenever people
right.
write a book, they don't consider this as an expense, but then when it comes out, and it's like, why is that even there?
Right.
Because originally,
no,
if we speak originally, if we like go back, say, 30 years, 20, 30
mm-hmm.
years, intellectual property wasn't that much of a problem. You wrote a
right,
book,
right.
and you got it published, boom, it's working, it's fine. Everybody initially gets to know it's yours, and if there are any future problems, we'll see to that. But nowadays, it's become such a big problem that you just have to secure yourself.
Right. I understand.
Yeah.
And obviously, I've already been through it a little bit. So,
Oh, yeah. I forgot. See, I forget a lot of things, so in case I forget things, just let me know. It's not that I'm, you know, not responsible or stuff. I just forget things.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've got a lot that you're balancing, so you forget details. So,
yeah.
I understand. Just wait till you're 52. It gets worse, not better. You have sticky notes everywhere. Okay. Yeah, I just have to review it because I know I can't do the 4,000, but I can do the.
Discuss with him for a breakdown. I'll be honest with you. Discuss it with him for a breakdown. Okay.
Yeah. I was trying to pull it up. There was two possibilities. And plus, I didn't want to, I know what I was waiting on, too. I wanted to see what I was going to get before I decided to copyright anything. So,
yeah, because, like, now, since you told that to Daniel was like, okay, you submitted a draft, just ask her. And it's weird for me asking for this because it's always weird for me. But, yeah, I had to
mm-hmm.
ask.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because basically, I'll be honest with you and straight on this. Daniel is basically going to be throughout the project with you and me, because we are two people who are assigned to this project. Okay. One's me,
mm-hmm.
one's the strategist. He helps you out with things that you need regarding the book in order to get it out of the market, get it properly published, and, you know, keep it on a good track.
Mm-hmm.
I, on the other hand, and, you know, get the write-ups done and make sure that the book's written format is on the straight track.
Yeah, put up with all the funky cruisers.
Mm-hmm.
It must be like dealing with celebrities, like celebrity personalities all the time. Okay, well, I'll just have to review it because honestly, I was just waiting. I'm afraid, though, after I say yes, I agree to this, and then all of my stuff's going to come back different. But
No. You don't have – I'll be 100% honest. So you can – like, I'm not sure how exactly do I prove it to you, because we have, like, right now we have 100-plus running projects at this time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's 20 more than you had before.
Yeah.
So you're going to get new people. All right.
Of course.
More people.
Like, it's we're running business. We continue on to get people, and then we continue to deliver the work.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll look at it, and I'll have to figure out what I can and can't do. I have a kind of idea, but I just don't know. Oh, my son.
Take your time. Take your time.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
But I do have kind of like a set amount budget on it that I can't go above. So, and that has to include the marketing as well. So I'm just a little nervous that I'll get so far and I won't be able to finish. So, all right. Well, let me look at that. And
sure, take your time. I'm not here to pressure you or anything, because it's our job to let you know your requirements and the things that are needed to get things, you know, the book done at the end of the day, because
yeah.
You're writing this book, you're taking your time, you're taking this investment, and in the end, we don't want it to go to waste either.
Correct. Yes. So, I mean, because originally, I think, I forget his name.
Daniel.
No, that's the copywriter, right? No, the
yeah.
original person I talked to.
I think Ryan?
Can't remember. Garcia was his last name.
Daniel Garcia.
Yeah. Okay. Because I said, look, you know, I can't do a whole lot. And he goes, oh, yeah. And then he just gave me a rough estimate, but like I said, I hadn't figured out about the copywriting. So I hadn't. And that's another thing. I said, well, I don't know if I want to do this because I'm afraid that I'll start and then I'll find expenses that I hadn't counted on, and that's kind of why I'm a little nervous about the copyright issue coming up, because I, it's one of the things
popping up
that I hadn't expected.
How about this? Right now, I'll probably have to rush into another meeting after 5-10 minutes. How about we arrange another call for tomorrow? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll break down everything for you. Okay. To
mm-hmm.
what makes a good book, because there are a lot of things you can and can't do when it comes
can't
to a book, okay?
Right.
I'll tell you everything that we offer, everything we don't offer, okay? And everything
mm-hmm.
you might require down the line in order to get this book the right way onto the market, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you'll have a set, you know, map on your head. Okay, this is how things are going to work. This is what, if I follow this path, I'm going to lead to success. Because we,
mm-hmm.
I'll actually give you examples. I'll come with examples to show you what is a bad book like and what's a good book like.
Okay.
Because we've had clients who are just pushy about, I don't want any changes, just proofread the book, even if it's crappy, I don't care, get it published. It's my book. Then they're like, okay, sure, it's your book, have fun. And they don't pick up marketing, they don't listen to us, they get, and then they're expecting just, because we've had people like we're saying, I'll just publish this book, and trust me, I'll have 1,000 to 10,000 sales in a month, and I'm like, sir, that's not realistic, but they just don't want to listen.
Right. No, yeah. I understand, and I have a set that I
yeah, I completely understand. That's why I'm trying to help you out here. I know you had a standard budget, and we'll try to work around that as much as possible. That's why we're here to help. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So tomorrow.
And, what is tomorrow? Tomorrow is pending. I'm waiting on a company to get back with me about a job interview.
Where are you applying
for? I'm working as a teacher with another company, so I'll be working with two separate companies.
Oh,
called Elevate K-12. Yeah, it's where you go in as the teacher into random classes via satellite because they can't find teachers.
Oh,
and,
I've done that, remote jobs.
Yeah, are you teacher certified?
No, I've done tutoring.
Oh, no, this is where you actually go in as the teacher, and they put you on a, well, there's three different, with this company, there's three different, or two different approach. You can do small group tutoring, or you can be the lead teacher, and I applied for the lead teacher position, so... And I had, they accepted me for an interview. I accepted the interview date, but she said she didn't receive it, and she filled her calendar. So, but she said she would try to fit me in. So I'm just waiting on her response, and I
so
never
how about
got
this?
One.
How about this? If you get the time tomorrow, give me a call. You know the time that I'm available, okay?
Yeah.
And just drop me a text, confirm from me if you can call, and then, you know.
Yeah.
We'll work up from there.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Okay.
Just take your time.
I'll
relax. Okay? Relax. I told you from the start, I'm here to help. And I know your biggest story is probably going to be this, that the day I paid, the day these guys are gone. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, I know that worry. Because I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you. There are scammers in this industry. I know.
That's,
because
yeah,
we get so
I
many
would,
people. You're not the first person to tell us that, no, you guys are going to disappear. You're not the first person.
Yeah. Or my fear is, oh, well, we need 2,000 for that. Or we need 4,000 for that. Oh, well, you need another 2,000 for that.
That's why we explain everything and we show results every time. We have had clients who've spent thousands with us. Thousands.
Right.
But that is after we developed with them. We don't just ask for random stuff like we're not selling thin air to you. Everything that is in your package, everything that every service that you will take up, we will deliver on it, I assure you.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I will review it, and then ask, like, for example, he gave me two numbers. One was $4,500 for lifetime, and another one was, I believe, $1,500-ish for a year or two. And that part I didn't understand because once you copyright, I thought you copyrighted, period. But anyway, the second one, or the first option is what I was looking at for right now, but I was wondering if I could later, at a later date, go to the second option.
That is possible, but you know what I would recommend? personally.
Mm-hmm.
As I said before, talk to Daniel.
Mm. Okay.
Tell him about your budget requirements. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him this is what you can do. This is if I would still recommend go for a some sort of, you know, breakdown on the payments. Still go for the lifetime. Because you think of it this way, you're investing $1,500 now, and
mm-hmm.
then you're 1 year later, you're investing $4,000. That's just going to suck for you. Maybe look for
not if it's making money.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I was
duh.
Thinking, is, yeah, if it was making money, then I can regenerate. You know, the
that,
income
that
from
also
it back
makes
in.
Sense. That also, if you're going in that direction, that also makes sense that you want to see if it will develop into an investment or something you can roll back over. Talk to the possibilities
right.
with Daniel, okay?
Uh-huh.
See how things are and how they work. And we'll see how things work. If you go for the yearly plan,
okay.
that's on you. Talk to him if you can make any adjustments for the annual as well and see how things work. Let me know
okay.
if whenever you're comfortable, I'll make sure I schedule a call with him, okay?
Okay, all right.
Perfect, Holly.
All right.
Take care of yourself.
Right.
And
thank you.
Oh. No problem.
We will talk soon. Okay,
yeah.
Bye-bye.
Perfect, bye.